A number of Australian states have been feeling the cold this winter. Some towns in New South Wales, for example, have recorded their coldest days in two decades. And as many people rug up at home with a heater and a blanket, one design expert says there are a number of problems with how Australian homes are built when it comes to temperature control. Joining me now live is Dr. Chris Jensen. He's a lecturer in construction management at the University of Melbourne School of Design. Morning, Dr. Jensen.
Morning, Tom.
You say Australia's housing... You've actually said it makes the temperature feel like a Russian winter. That's pretty extreme. What do you mean by that?
Yes, that's right. Our research draws a lot of comparison between the Northern European or Northern Hemisphere condition and Australia's own. The term really conjures up images of being lost on a frozen tundra, which I think is how many people feel in Australian housing.
What, do you think it's that extreme, a frozen tundra in Australian housing? Because we have some pretty warm months as well.
Of course, yes, that's right. And it's really about how you feel within your own home. We're all spending a lot more time inside. But there's so many stories, anecdotally, of course, of people from the Northern Hemisphere telling us how cold our houses really feel.
Okay, so in many parts of Australia, that's the cold, but the summers can also bring pretty hot temperatures as well. It's important to not to forget that. I mean, what is your issue here in terms of the way homes are designed to deal with differing temperatures like this?
Yeah, it's a really important point, and a lot of our research also looks heavily at overheating, particularly in apartment buildings, which suffer immensely, and it's not always in the location you think. So Melbourne has very significant heat waves, very high temperatures, but we also have these very cold periods, and the difference being, of course, the duration of the event. So heat waves are typically short and sharp, but the cold is long and drawn out at a very... obviously, a time you're inside a lot at home.
But are there measures in place when it comes to construction standards at the moment and temperature control in Australia?
Yeah, there's a lot of criticism of the 6-star standard, which is the requirement for new housing. And I think the important thing to remember is that over 90% of our housing is existing buildings, and they're not going to be at that standard, more likely to be 0, 1, or 2 stars. And that's where a lot of people who come overseas and rent particularly will be in that type of housing.
You've answered this a little bit already, but where do we, you mentioned people in the Northern Hemisphere come down and they're quite shocked. I mean, do you have an idea of where, how we do compare to other countries around the world? Because it is important to note that a lot of these countries in the Northern Hemisphere get a lot colder than Australia.
Of course, yes. And we have done comparisons of that type. And we found that in our standard of 6 stars, we're about 2 stars behind a lot of Europe, and that, sorry, I should also include Canada and parts of the US and UK as well. And there are standards in the Northern Hemisphere that far exceed that as well, so voluntary standards by comparison.
But does that star system take into account the clear differences in average temperatures that a country like Canada would have compared to Australia?
Yes, and it also has to deal with the different climate zones across Australia. So Australia is a continent of wide-ranging climate zones, only a very small alpine component, but obviously the tropics as well, the deserts and everything in between. So it does have to account for those differences.
Okay. And Chris, you know, obviously we're talking about design standards here, but what measures can homeowners take to improve temperature control in their homes at the moment?
Yeah, there's a lot of work that can be done on existing houses. The most obvious difficult part is going to be fitting insulation in existing walls and things like that. But ceilings can be improved with insulation. Windows can be improved with new glazing, those sorts of things. One of the most sort of bang for buck things to do is to deal with ceiling drafts and air leakage. And I think people are generally across that, you know, the door snake and things like that, but it's the exhaust fans and the downlights and the leaky plumbing penetrations that have a big impact on comfort as well.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Chris Jensen, a lecturer in construction management at the University of Melbourne School of Design.